Teachers and school administrators across the state are getting ready for the first day of school coming soon. In Boston, it's about 2 weeks away. There are many challenges facing Boston schools this year after the last year, when headlines persisted over racial incidents at the city's premier exam school, Boston Latin, which cost the headmaster her job. At a leadership forum late last week for Boston school administrators, teachers, and staff, we had an edify conversation about race and the new school year with Boston school superintendent Tommy Chang. But he started by telling us that closing the achievement gap is his major goal.
Boston Public Schools is one of the highest achieving urban school systems in the country. We should be so proud of that. But our major challenge, like most other urban school systems, is that we have a severe gap between those who are achieving high levels and those who are not. That achievement gap results from opportunity gaps, and they're cut along racial, socioeconomic lines. We know that Black and Latino students in Boston Public Schools do not achieve on all sorts of metrics as compared to their white or Asian peers, and we have to close that gap.
You have said that issues of race and equity will be one of your primary focuses, if not the primary focus of the next school year, and that conversations need to happen at more schools in addition to Boston Latin School about these issues. What specifically are you and the department going to do to make those conversations happen? And how do you imagine those conversations sounding?
So the first step to this work is first acknowledging and then reflecting on systematic and individual biases. We need to have these conversations in a very intellectual way, not just an emotional way. So this is very important work. And this work is not just a one-year work. This is 3 to 5 year work, if not beyond.
You have buy-in from staff and the leaders in each individual school to deal with this. And do you think that they have a complete understanding of what the issues and what the problems are?
I think every single individual in this school system in this city needs to continue to reflect around these issues. These issues are pervasive not only within schools but throughout our country.
What has to change?
Even subtle things that we do each and every day can send a message to your child. Now, when our students enter the job force, the companies or organizations of tomorrow are going to want multilingual kids. They're going to want students to have multiple perspectives. They want students, or they want employees, I should say, that can navigate conversations with people who may have differing opinions. I mean, we're going to prepare them for the jobs of tomorrow if we sustain their cultural and their linguistic and their racial identities. How do we do this work with kids? It is about affirming their identity. So if you have a child that comes into your classroom that may come in with different linguistic strengths, well, I think we need to affirm that. I mean, if they are doing a project, why don't we have the students do the project both in English and their native language? That's a way we can sustain their culture. So I think there are very simple things that all classroom teachers can do to embrace this sort of work.
Okay, different question. As I understand it, system-wide building assessments are due to be completed this fall in October or November. What's the status of that?
We now have the data for the facilities assessments of all our school buildings. The next step is to make sure this data is organized in a way that makes it publicly accessible. We hope to share that data in October or November.
Are closings on the table?
We don't know exactly what the plan will be. We know we need to build new schools. We know that some of our facilities are in such dire shape that we do need to close facilities. But there's a difference between closing facilities and closing a school. Closing a facility means, well, the building doesn't work, but we got to make sure the school moves somewhere else. So we have to do all that mapping out. So can't say that right now, but it might be a possibility.
There are persistent rumors that as many as 30 schools could be slated for closure.
It's not going to be 30.
It's not going to be 30.
No,
okay.
No way.
Anywhere near 30?
No, I don't think so.
If we have this conversation a year from now, what is it you'll tell me that was your biggest accomplishment in the last year?
There's a couple of key projects. One is raising the rigor for fourth graders. What we are seeing is the gap begins to widen after third grade. We need to make sure we get our fourth grade right. Number two, I want to be able to get to the end of next year being able to say that our schools are in a good fiscal place to continue the work that we need to do. That means making some hard decisions around how are we be more efficient in central office. We want to make sure our schools are stable and ready to do this work.
Tommy Chang, thanks a lot for speaking with us, and very, very good luck this school year to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.